I'm Corva Coleman. More than 20 U.S. consulates and embassies are closed, mostly in North Africa and the Middle East, this weekend. The move comes after the U.S. learned of a potential threat against American government or private business interests. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, finds it significant. Speaking to ABC's This Week, Dempsey says the current threat is stronger than previous threats.
It is more specific, and we are taking it seriously, which I think you'd expect us to do. Yeah, there is a significant threat stream, and we're reacting to it.
Dempsey added the precise target of a possible al-Qaeda threat is not known. The State Department has also issued a travel warning to Americans to be on alert overseas. In Afghanistan, flash floods are causing devastation across eastern parts of the country. NPR's Sean Carberry reports at least 60 people have been killed and dozens are missing.
Rain has been pouring down on the mountains of eastern Afghanistan for several days, and the flooding is expected to continue. Most houses in rural parts of the country are poorly constructed out of mud and brick, and officials say that hundreds have been washed away, along with large expanses of agricultural land. More than 40 people have been killed just in one district of eastern Kabul province, but the capital itself remains dry. Hundreds of Afghan army troops are involved in rescue operations across six provinces. The United Nations and other international organizations are also providing assistance. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.